And God began to really deal with me. At that time, my family was going through some really difficult trials. And I knew that the only thing left, we'd done everything we could, the only thing left was fasting and prayer. We hadn't done that, hadn't done it well. And so the Lord brought along, you know, isn't it amazing? We have supported India. I've supported missionaries in India since I was a little boy, since I got introduced to Mark and Hulda Bunting in Calcutta. And these Indian brothers came and asked me, Pastor, could we just come and help you and fast and pray? And I said, I said yes only because of what I needed to do in my family. I didn't think that you would respond, and no guilt, no shame, nothing like that. It's just hard. It's the hardest thing to do, fast and pray. It's the hardest thing to do, but it reaps the greatest benefit. And so we started 6 hours on every fourth Saturday, and all the brothers came one time. About four or five of them were here, and I was at that time the only one coming, and they said, Pastor, why don't your people come to pray and fast with us? And I said, well, they're American, for one thing, and they, you know, trying to get them to pray more than an hour is a real task, you know, because we're Americans, we're busy, we got all kinds of stuff going on. And I said, plus, and here's the final kicker, you're not feeding them. Not only are you not feeding them, you're asking them not to eat. We're American. Hello. We don't do this. So little by little, though, several of you have begun to come. And you know what? It didn't even matter, though. Didn't even matter. What mattered was what I was going through. And so when they first started coming and we were praying together, you know, 6 hours of prayer. And I'm just there for my family. My family needed a miracle. And so we prayed for everybody else except my family. These guys, they prayed for Las Vegas. They prayed for children, teenagers. They prayed for the social ills going on in our society. They prayed for America. They prayed for Las Vegas. They prayed for Israel, on and on it went. About 2 minutes before the 6 hours was up, okay, Pastor, what would you like to pray about? My family, hello, been here 6 hours wanting to pray for my family. And they said, oh, Pastor, haven't you ever read Job 42:10? Job prayed for his friends, and then the Lord restored everything. So, I want you to see what the Lord has restored to me. I got a little miracle here today. Come here. This is my miracle. We were apart for a while, but the Lord has brought us back together. This is my youngest daughter, Lindsay. And, just keep praying for us. We still just need to see God work mightily throughout our entire family. So, Father, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for Lindsay, Lord. Thank you for your anointing on her life and the call you have on her life and the ministry that you've given her, Lord. She got pipe. May she use them for your honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you, honey. Praise the Lord. So we've had about 15 hours this weekend of fasting and prayer. And thank you for those of you that were able to make it. And those of you that weren't able to make it, no pressure, no guilt, no shame, nothing like that. But during this time, we had everybody. So I want you to get one of these cards right now, right there in front of you in the pews. Everybody get a card. And I want you to put the people you think could never, ever get saved, I want you to put them on this card. And I want you to bring them up here. And I want you to put them all across the altar here. And I want to let you know that we will be praying over these for about 2 minutes at the end of our times of prayer. So Nothing in November, nothing in December, but at January, the fourth Saturday of January, we're meeting up in the conference room, and we hope to bust out of there as more and more of you partake. And, you know, again, no guilt, no shame. Come for an hour. Come for 2 hours. If you can't fast, you can't fast. I mean, don't worry about it. There's nothing here but goodness and glory and honor to Jesus, and we're not judging each other anymore. Thank God. Don't judge. Don't compare. Don't blame. Stop it. Stop it. Bob Newhart, his counseling session, lady pouring her heart out, telling all the crazy things she's doing, he said, stop it. That was his hour of counsel. Stop it. Let's stop doing the things we're not supposed to be doing. Let's start doing the things we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Okay, I want all of my brothers from India to come right up here right now, all the brothers, all the family. Where's the...